It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Welcome into North Posey Vikings Basketball Coaches Show here in North Posey High School. I'm Jordan Fisher alongside head coach of the boys basketball team, Rusty Seymour. Coach Kevin Cole can't be with us tonight because his Lady Vikings are going to be playing at Evansville Wrights. You'll be able to listen to that game coming up here on 98.9 WPIW. Tip-off scheduled for the varsity at 7 o'clock. You can join Chris Moreland for the call of that one. They'll go on the air about 10 minutes before tip-off. But, Rusty, good to be here with you again. Thanks for having the time for us to be able to kind of chit-chat about your basketball team and talk about the early season. You guys are coming off a bit of a game that was, I think, a learning experience for your team against Heritage Hills. You hadn't seen them much at all because, like you said last week, they'd only played one game prior to your guys' game. Overall, what were your thoughts on that contest?
They were physical. They were big, strong. You could tell they were probably slower than some of the teams we had played, but they were big and physical. So, you know, my boys had to learn to play through some of that. I thought they did a decent job at it from time to time. But, you know, we figured out that even without Sicily, they're still a pretty good team, and they got some players that can get up and down the floor. So, you know, overall, I thought it was a good game for us. Way too many turnovers again. I think we had 18 turnovers in the game, which was probably the difference in it, really. But good learning experience, like you said, and we're going to start preparing and getting ready for modern day.
Hey, you guys fell behind a little bit early in that first quarter, 10-4, was able to get it back to even before you ended up trailing after one quarter. And really, you guys tied in two quarters. You guys tied the second and fourth quarters, outscored in the first and third quarters. That's mathematically the difference in the game, but I think you knowing as much as you do with basketball that there were plenty of opportunities in that game for you guys to really kind of take control of it. What did you feel about as far as like the ebbs and flows of the game and how the boys handled that?
I thought they did a good job with it, honestly. It wasn't obviously the outcome we wanted, but, you know, it was getting adjusted to the physicality of the game. We struggle to turn the ball over a little bit, and whenever they were allowed to push us up and down the floor, it tended to happen a little bit more. So good learning experience for them. Something we're going to have to be able to do in the second half of the season is play through pressure. A lot of guys in the second half and in our sectional are going to press us and really push towards turning us over. So, you know, all in all, obviously not the result we wanted, but, you know, we learned how to play through it. So
we've talked about it before. The important thing is playing good basketball when it comes to February and March. But when you talk about the turnover battle, it was 18-16. You guys had a couple more turnovers, but did a good job of creating steals, 11 steals in that game that led to some transition points. Was that something that you felt like was a focal point of your guys' game plan going into that game, is trying to turn them over and trying to get the game into being an open floor type of game?
Yeah. We wanted to get up and down a little bit more than we typically do. We thought we could take advantage of maybe them still being out of shape, coming off football and not playing any games. We went and watched them on Tuesday, and, you know, they looked to be a step slow. So that was something we were going to try to do, was speed them up and try to create as much chaos as possible, I guess. But unfortunately, we're creating our own chaos on ourselves a little bit too. So, you know, we'll learn from it and hopefully limit those turnovers.
So whenever you look at your offensive split, when you go back and looked at the film too, how did you feel like your offensive execution was? Because I see here that you guys had 18 two-point attempts and 18 three-point attempts. Pretty good balance there. Shot the two-pointer really well, but only 4 of 18 from 3.
Yeah, and I think that was probably one of the other key factors, was we just didn't hit very many shots from the outside. You know, that's something we strive to do. We shoot a lot of threes and typically have in the past several years. So it helps when they're going in. I thought Mansfield did a good job of getting open. I thought we executed some of our plays well, and he got several shots along with a couple other guys. They just didn't fall for us on Friday. you know, a couple more of those fall. Obviously, it's a 3-4 point game instead of a 9. So, I thought we did a good job offensively. Just couldn't get the shots to fall, and you know, sometimes you have those nights.
One player I wanted to highlight, you talked about him briefly last week, and you talked about him during Vacuum Madness as well, was Braden Compton. I thought he played really, really well in that matchup. That's a big spot for a sophomore to go against, a lot of size and a lot of length, and I thought he handled himself pretty well on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, and he's proven that he can handle it. He's done a really good job for us this year. To be a sophomore, and he's only 15 years old on top of it, he's a young sophomore, so you know, he has some learning to do, but he is learning on the fly, and I think he's doing a good job with it, you know, offensively and defensively. He's kind of been our little rim protector on the defensive side, where we're trying to get him involved offensively as much as we can. When you got players like Austin Schmidt and Ethan Mansfield, they tend to drive and, you know, take a majority of the shots, but we're trying to get him his shots as well to make our team a little more spread out.
Was there anything else that really stood out to you as far as the focus for this week in practice for trying to improve upon that game?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be about the same. We know Modern Day is going to press us right out of the gate. There's going to be a lot of pressure. They're going to want to get up and down and shoot a bunch of threes. So Heritage did a little bit of the same to us, so we can carry some of that over. But, you know, it's a different kind of game plan, I think, for them entirely, just knowing that they're going to focus on the three and maybe not so much power. They're going to rely.
Back here with the North Posey Vikings Basketball Coaches Show, as we had a little bit of a technical difficulty there getting disconnected. So we were talking about the growth of Braden Compton. I'm not sure exactly where we got cut off as far as the recording goes or what people heard, but can you just reiterate some of the things you just said about Braden?
Yeah, I think he's coming along, you know, and, you know, we were talking about Modern Day and maybe guarding some guards, and, you know, that is part of the game he's going to have to learn to stay in. I think we can take advantage of his size and his scoring around the basket, so, you know, that will be good, but he's got to be able to guard a guard. So, you know, he does a good job of moving his feet and staying in front of guys, but as you know, it's tough. Some of these guys are good. They're fast. They're strong. And, you know, it's tough for a kid that tall to stay up with them. So we'll see. It's definitely something we're going to challenge him with going forward. But, you know, we thought he's done a good job. So far, we've had some good matchups with some bigs on the teams we've played, and he's been up to that task. So looking forward to seeing what he can continue to do for us.
Well, let's step away for a quick timeout. We'll come back and we'll talk about the upcoming week. As you mentioned briefly a minute ago, you'll have the Evansville Modern Day Wildcats as well as Crawford County. So a busy week coming up, especially next week and for you guys. But don't go anywhere. The North Posey Viking Basketball Coaches Show continues right after.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X 4x4, only $37,990, or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,845, or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $45,990. Wrap up the year with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 dock fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. Ram 2500 price reflects commercial price for business owners. See dealer for details. Offers expire 1/2/25.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nix Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nix Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nix Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nixindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all brands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Welcome back to North Posey Vikings Basketball Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School with head coach Rusty Seymour of the boys basketball team.
Coach Kevin Kolb will join us next week, hopefully, as his Lady Vikings are playing tonight at Evansville Wrights. They will be playing at 7 o'clock tip-off time for the varsity. You'll be able to tune in right here on 98.9 WPIW with Chris Moreland, as he'll go live about 10 minutes beforehand, so around 6:50, he'll go on the air, and you'll be able to listen to Lady Vikings basketball right here on your home for Vikings basketball. So back to the discussion for this upcoming week, Coach Seymour. I almost called you Coach Rusty. Coach Seymour. Well, that's true, I guess. You guys have a pretty good little weekend slate coming up. Modern Day on Friday at home, and then Crawford County on Saturday. Just in general, your early thoughts. I know it's early in the week, but on those two opponents coming up this weekend.
Modern Day is going to be a tough one. You know, it's a rivalry game for us as well. You know, if we treat it kind of like we treat Mount Vernon, you know, it's a big game for the boys. Boys know each other. They probably could give me scouting reports better than I can give them. So, you know, it's a big game for us. It's one we circle on the calendar. So the fact that they're coming here, I think helps us a little bit, but you know, we touched on it earlier. They're a 3-point shooting team. They like to run that dribble drive, and everything's a kick out for a three. So we started to rep that today and how to defend against it. You know, so we're going to put all our eggs in that basket and go get that one. Obviously it's another sectional opponent for us. So, you know, one we want to get and kind of see where we stand in that sectional layout. So when March comes around, we'll have a good idea of what to do. But, you know, we're excited for that one. That's going to be their next game up. So that's the one we're focused on. And then Saturday we will have Crawford County come in. And that is actually a triple header for us. The girls are going to play with us as well. So the JV will actually start at 4 o'clock. Girls will start at 5:30. Varsity girls, and then the varsity boys will start at 7.
So no JV for the girls on Saturday.
Well, I think they are going to play at least a half, okay. And they're going to do that in the aux gym.
Okay.
But I don't know officially if that's for sure.
Well, there's a lot going on there with two different teams from two different schools trying to get things together all in the same location.
Yeah.
I want to go back to your point that you talked about with Modern Day, and this kind of ties into what you were talking about with Heritage Hills. You talked about a lot with discipline, taking care of the basketball, stuff like that against Heritage Hills. Of course, that's going to be important. But how important do you think it's going to be for defensive discipline when it comes to rotations and being on time and playing really 5-on-5 defense together?
Very, very deep. I mean, it's so important. I feel like at the beginning of the season, our rotations have been really bad too. I think I talked about it maybe last week, or it could have been during Viking Madness even. I just don't feel like we're quite there defensively. Our scores would say otherwise, but I just think our rotations and closeouts just haven't, they're not where I'm happy. So, you know, it's really, really important in a game like this. It's going to be highlighted because every time we don't close out, a shot's going up. And if they're hitting, we're going to be in trouble. So, you know, as if we get into some zone, or even if we're in man, the rotations and the closeouts are going to be probably the most important part of the game, I'd say, on Friday.
When you look at the way the schedule is set up too, I know that you've had a full week of practice going into the Heritage Hills game, and now you have another full week of practice going into the Modern Day game. How thankful are you, or how much do you appreciate having that back-to-back game where you can't really maybe focus too much on some of the details that it's easy to hyperfixate on, but now you can just kind of look at the film and say, okay, we got to get better by this tomorrow.
It's good. Yeah, I like having the back-to-back. And, you know, the way we kind of approach it is we're not bad-mouthing anybody, but we feel like however we prepare and get ready for Modern Day will probably be good enough for Crawford. You know, they're not similar in the styles that they play, but, you know, when you're preparing for a team that's well-coached and pretty good, you know, I think it will carry over into Saturday's game as well. And we're not overlooking Crawford. It's definitely a team that we're going to show up and play still, but, you know, you can kind of prepare for two at the same time. And like you said, we're not fixated on maybe one or two certain things, or a scouting report in general, but, just trying to fix us and take away a few things that they like to do. And then hopefully we can come out on top.
Well, I think that's such a good point about it is you can prepare specifically for an opponent all you want, but really in the game of basketball, it's really about playing your own style and really being able to implement that style onto the game and really kind of take control of the tempo and take control of how the game flows the way you want it to do. So really, even though, like you just said, there's no disrespect to whether it's Modern Day or whether it's Crawford County. If you guys go and play the game you guys want to play, then you're executing the game plan that you want to do.
Absolutely. And that's, I felt like what we were really, really good at last year. I thought those boys knew the kind of basketball we wanted to play. We went in having a game plan, and, you know, our scouting reports, I mean, they're detailed. We have a lot of information on them, but at the end of the day, it's taking away what the other team wants to do, taking away one or two things, and making sure you're really good at the things you want to do. And if you do that, you're at least going to be in the game, if not winning them. So that's kind of how we approach every game. You know, every player has some tendencies and some things that we'll try to focus on and take away. But right now, at the beginning of the season, we're focused on us. We got to fix some of our problems and get our issues lined out before we start worrying about everybody else.
So I think I'm going to kind of know the answer to this question, but last question here. And we always know wins are above everything else. You want to get the win. But coming out of this weekend, when you leave the floor on Saturday, what are you hoping to see from your kids as far as an accomplishment from this week of practice going into next week?
Less turnovers. Hopefully the rotations and the defense is better. You know, we want two wins. I mean, everybody wants to win. But I feel like if you're doing what you are supposed to do, you're going to win the game. We try to put our guys in the best spot possible. And if they're executing at high levels and doing the little things that we're asking them to do, they're going to be in a good spot.
So in short, execution.
Execution.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Coach. Appreciate you joining us here. Looking forward to talking to you again on Monday of next week, hopefully after two home Ws.
Yes, sir.
And I know one thing, too, that you want to at least preach in general with the basketball team. I know it's tough right now with winter break and whatnot coming up, but we'd love to see some more support out there. It seems like every once in a while the crowd's a little bit maybe tuned out to a Tuesday night game or something like that, but big one coming up this weekend against Modern Day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If I'm allowed to say it, students, get your asses out there. You know, I don't think Modern Day will be an issue. Obviously, like I said earlier, it's kind of a rival for us and, you know, someone that we get up and want to play against. So I think that'll be good. But, you know, Saturday being an afternoon, even for some of those JV players, and, you know, we want fans out. We have a good team. They're exciting to watch. So, come on out. We got to see.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you again next Monday, and good luck this weekend.
All right.
This has been the North Posey Vikings Basketball Coaches Show live from North Posey. We'll talk to you again later tonight. If you want to tune in for the girls' basketball game, you can join Chris Moreland for the call. 7 o'clock varsity tip time. He'll go on the air about 6:50, so a little over an hour from now. You can catch Lady Vikings basketball. But until next week, it's so long here from North Posey.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.